8:46 back with Rich and Ryan in the morning, and we are joined now by the always delightful, always wonderful, just effervescent.
Ooh,
Cece Lindstrom of 8
good
Friendly
word.
Northfield.
Wow, I'm taping this to send to my kids. I'm sure they agree with every word.
How you doing, Cece?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
So what's going on with 8 Friendly this month?
Well, I have got a report that's going to start now that our weather is colder, icier, and windier. I want to just remind people of some opportunities in Northfield that have no cost and no registration, thanks in part by assistance in many ways from the city of Northfield. And one is our walking at the high school, actually, which your friend and I are going to do today at 3:30. So I just want to remind everybody of the hours. You can walk in the high school on school days only from 6 to 7 in the morning or from 3:30 to 5 in the afternoon. You must enter by 4:30, though,
okay,
because they'll lock the doors then. And the entryway that we're requesting you use is that main entrance, that door one that's on Division Street. Mm-hmm. And then starting January 7th, for those New Year's resolutions that we all are busy thinking of right this minute, we are going to remind you that there's a walking opportunity at the Methodist Church called the Methodist Mile starting on January 7th. Mm-hmm. But the option there is really nice because it's 1:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've got it all marked. It's really pleasant.
Nice.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So those are some walking options.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
Cece, I don't know if there's a lot of talk about this yet, but you know, the high school referendum passed during the election, and including the expanded gymnasium area. How is there stuff that's going to affect age-friendly programs with that new facility? Do you know this?
Well, actually, I do.
Look
on
at
this
that
well-scripted segment of your local radio station. Talking with Dr. Hillman before the election, which really swung me and a lot of seniors, because we literally had skin in the game on that. There will be a walking track.
Okay.
And there will also be courts. And in talking with Dr. Hillman, I said, so are we going to get those leftover times like 11 o'clock
right
on a Sunday night or something like that? And he said, absolutely not. He had heard the requests, the interest from the community loud and clear. Elders of our community.
How many pickleball courts can you put on a standard basketball court?
Well, actually, I know that also. I am not a jock. A lot of you out there who know me are pretty surprised that I am answering these questions. But we know that because of the pickleball, which is the next topic I'm getting to.
Oh, well, here.
And our high school, we have Sunday pickleball free, no registration. It's already started on Sundays from noon until 4 at the high school. We can get six courts there.
Six courts?
Six. Of course, you're pretty close to each
all
other,
right,
but we can get six there. And then the alternative to that, because we really have a lot of great and passionate pickleball players in Northfield, so those courts are pretty full of people who already know how to play the game. So we open Bridgewater Gym on Sundays, same time, noon to 4. And there we will have someone, if you are brand new, you just walk in and we will have somebody there helping you.
That's fantastic.
With it. Bring your family, bring your grandkids. But it's free winter physical activity in Northfield.
Yeah.
You know, that's so important too, because someone told me this advice last year that I've been trying to keep with me. Summer bodies made in the winter.
Oh.
Something to think about.
Whoa, let's pause for a minute.
Yeah, that kind of blew my mind.
Because people get so, like, you know, we all get a little more sedentary in the winter time, which is to be expected, I think. But, like, something I've personally been working on is trying to stay active more so in the winter, because that's, rather than trying to scramble, in the spring and be like, oh man, I gotta get in shape and da-da-da. You know, it's like, no, just keep it up through the winter. Try and find things like this. So I'm so glad you're highlighting these winter activities.
I am so appreciative of your observations, just your personal observations, because for those of you who haven't met Ryan and I yet, we are different generations. This is an intergenerational conversation.
But you guys
about
are clearly
the same
fast.
Goal.
You guys are clearly fast friends.
We are. It's true. It's true. We bonded over Costco last time. So
we did. Yes. And now we're moving on to physical fitness.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah. And I just want to remind people to think about bringing special gym shoes, you know, mm-hmm. not to bring street shoes to mm-hmm. wear if you're coming yeah. for the first time. And the Bridgewater door is the main door. But the high school door is back by the theater, mm-hmm. you know, back in that back parking mm-hmm. lot close to the NCRC.
Yeah.
So that's where that is. Pretty cool, though, right?
Pretty cool.
I know. Okay, so now let's go to the next. Oh, Nordic walking.
Oh.
Get ready for this, Ryan. This is amazing. Okay, Nordic walking, which I did not know what it was, is a Finnish origin. You can tell I've copied this. This is cut and paste. An original total body version of walking that can be done by non-athletes. Thank you.
Hello.
As a health-promoting physical activity. The activity is performed with specially designed walking poles, similar to ski poles. A systematic review of Nordic walking published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine found that Nordic walking was more effective than brisk walking at lowering resting heart rate and blood pressure and boosting aerobic capacity. I was at a meeting last week and someone asked me if when age-friendly supports an activity, if we make sure these are evidence-based activities. That's why yeah. I try and act with a little bit of knowledge in our times together mm-hmm. because I want people to know that this isn't just the newest, brightest bulb on the tree. These things are really researched.
Well, and that Nordic walking sounds like it'd probably be helpful for people who do have some stability issues. You know, I could see it helping with balance and support. So there's a nice little added benefit in there, too.
I agree. A free introduction to the sport and an opportunity to check out the activity will be held at the public library prior to classes beginning. Because a lot of time people don't know, mm-hmm. you know, if am I going to like it? Should I sign up
yeah.
for the class? So Natalie is going to take care of setting up that introductory section before you actually reserve a space in class through Community Ed and Rec. But again, it's going to be free. So if you can register and there's room in the class,
yeah.
you're not going to have to pay for that.
Yeah, because and I mean, again,
yeah,
walking is such a, you know, it's good for you. It's social. You know, anybody can do it. You don't necessarily need, well, okay, in this case, you need the poles. But most of the time, you know, you don't need a special equipment. So it's just a great, great thing to do in the wintertime. And yeah, I would just say, get out there and do it.
And I have seen people out there walking around with, yeah. with the poles and, mm-hmm. I it looks intriguing actually because I'm one of those guys. I got bad knees. I have taken some falls on some ice and
yeah.
like that looks interesting to me because of the balance
right.
thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize that was more. But I suppose it's like a Nordic track, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nordic walking, Nordic track. Who right. would have thought that?
Ding, ding. We made a connection.
I know. Yeah. And I don't want to pressure Rich. I am not his mother, but I'm looking at the library right across the street where that introductory session is going to be. So, Natalie, get ready. He's going to be coming. I can just feel it. Okay. Next. Rock steady boxing.
Ooh, yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh. That is going to begin early in 2025 at our local Y. And to give you a background on it, in case you've forgotten, rock steady boxing is a program that helps Parkinson's patients move easier and safely, thereby improving their posture, gait, flexibility, and resistance to injury. It is endorsed by the Parkinson's Foundation and the Michael J. Fox Foundation. At this time, there is not this program nor a similar program in Rice County. But look out, 2025, because it's coming. And Parkinson's disease is increasing because our population is aging. It is the second most common neurodegenerative disease after Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And we are bringing this program to Northfield through a strong collaboration comprised of our local Y, age-friendly Northfield, generous individual community members, and the Defeat of Jesse James Day Committee. In fact, I currently have in my wallet a $2,000 donation from the Jesse James States Committee to support Rocksteady Boxing.
That is fantastic.
So I wanted to give them a big shout out so that people know the breadth and depth of what Jesse James States sure. does for our committee,
yeah.
our community.
Yeah, it's not just a festival.
Exactly.
No, no.
The Y is contributing space and staff. And we've got Ann Kirchberg's head coach training done. The next steps are purchasing and setting up the equipment, which I just showed a couple yeah. of photos from Ann to the guys, Rich and Ryan.
Very impressive.
That was super impressive. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of setup we're talking about?
Yeah, that's important.
I mean, those are heavy bags, and you've got yeah. a ring in there and the whole thing.
We do. And of course, I am not a technical genius. Thank goodness I showed the photo to them before the session because I can't find it now. I'll find it about 10 o'clock this morning.
That's all right.
So anyhow, but Anne is all done with her training and she was very excited. I received an email from her and she is ready to go. So what we've got to do now is get the word out. And that's why we are using you because you are such a great vehicle for that. So all of us know someone who is impacted by Parkinson's, either as a patient, a caregiver, family member, or friend. So please contact the Y for specific information. Again, this class is free through the generous donations of Age Friendly and the City, the Y community members, and the Defeat of Jesse James. I can't thank all of these groups enough because they see a need yeah. and they come to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Any thoughts about that? Because I have one more.
No, keep going. I'm loving
it.
I
have one more idea. I'm just so worried. I'm not yeah. going to get everything. No,
I don't have Parkinson's, but I want to learn how to box. I want to come to Rocksteady Boxing and take, but I don't have Parkinson's. Is that okay?
No. Oh, actually, it please. Isn't. Okay. But I will say that out there by Heritage Bank in the vault, mm-hmm. I saw a sign the other day that there is a boxing gym out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We may have to direct you a little farther down the, right. down right. the road there, Rich, but yes.
Yeah.
But anyhow, there's the photo. Got it up.
Pretty cool.
Love it.
It very, is pretty cool. cool.
Yeah.
So the last activity that I want to talk to you about is, again, an example of the collaboration in our community, and we are working, we being the library and Community Ed and Rec and Age Friendly, we are developing through a grant that we pretty much keeping our fingers crossed that mm-hmm. we get it because this is such a great idea. It's an intergenerational adventure club. Participants will embark, again, notice the cool vocabulary. It's like a PR company wrote this for me. A unique journey of adventure through all four of Minnesota's seasons. This empowering and exciting program will deliver one recreational outdoor activity per month. Participants will learn adventure disciplines such as working with horses, rock climbing, orienteering, paddling, biking, survival skills, fishing, and more. A leader will work with two-person teams, an older adult buddy, and probably a middle school age person. This club will unleash the power within you. Sounds like a movie trailer.
It really
doesn't
does.
It? Do you guys yeah. want to start making sound effects or yeah. something? To accomplish challenging things and will change and will change the way that you think about many of life's obstacles. Through the use of horses, outdoor adventure equipment, physically challenging experiences, and the teaching of life skills, and participating in service and solo experiences, the potential of each student will be maximized. Melissa Bernhardt, Natalie Draper, and I are currently working on the details for this. We know that it will be intergenerational and free because those are two pillars of all of Age Friendly's community activities. I'm exhausted. Nice. That's a lot. Yeah,
I think this is an intergenerational thing. I think the two of you ought to lead it. Mm. I'm nominating what? Ryan.
Okay, I think there's a mic problem here. No. Again, do I look like a jock? I'm more worried about my hair than about my muscles.
Oh, you'd love getting on horseback, though. You'd love to ride a horse.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not real. I'm not super outdoorsy. I'm like medium outdoorsy. You know, like I like some things, but that sounds like a lot.
So should I tell them about that potential grant that I just told you guys about? Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got just a little bit more. And this is an exciting opportunity that Edge Family was approached about. Tom Hayden is new to Family Services Rochester, and he is officed down in Faribault. And he contacted me about a month ago asking me if our first responders had received any dementia training, that when they come upon a scene where dementia residents, community members are present or involved, have the first responders had any training? So I thought, wow, that sounds exciting. Yeah. So who did I contact? Our wonderful Tom Nelson.
Sure.
And Tom said they had not had previous training, but he was very excited about that. So here is Tom Hayden, barely new in the community, and he is already putting this grant together.
That's great.
Again, it's a grant, so you always cross your fingers on that.
Yeah.
But what an exciting idea.
Yeah.
Going back to rock steady boxing and the neurodegenerative.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, because it's a unique population. And, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia, it's got symptoms that can be very, especially if you're not familiar with it, it's a little almost jarring for not only the person that you're trying to help, but yourself, because you're like, why is this person exhibiting these symptoms or doing this or doing that? So to be able to recognize it, you know, right out the gate and be like, oh, this person may have this going on.
Yes, yes.
So I need to just adjust my behavior a little bit or my actions so that I can make sure I'm still getting them the assistance they need without aggravating them more. Because that is a big thing with Alzheimer's and dementia patients, is like the aggravation. You know, they can get very disturbed very quickly, very easily. So to know how to just be like, okay, let's just, you know, I'm here to help, but let's make sure we're doing it the right way. You know, that's very important. So I love that. I think it's a great idea.
I do too. I just think it's wonderful when people like Tom Hayden, I hope you're listening, Tom, we're sending you love, comes into our community and jumps right in,
Yeah, that's great.
Pretty cool.
So it is pretty cool.
Yeah. Cece, thanks so much. We always love
Absolutely.
When you come to visit.
Such a pleasure. You can just come by and hang out. That's fine. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
We got space.
We're both. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, that's a good idea.